The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm. You'll find out what happened to Frankenstein and other stuff that never happened. Freaking nerds.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Yeah!
Hey!
It's the Boogie Monster Sports Broadcast.
Sports Broadcast.
Everything's gone great for Dave Stone.
I was hoping
the
we'd
Southeast region.
Hoping we'd avoid that.
You want to talk about it? I just remember the Braves, and then we were out doing showbiz stuff, and you're like, I'm taping it. I don't want to see him. Like, I'll pay attention. I've been paying attention at all baseball this year. And then
terrible week.
Got your heart broke. With the Braves, what else happened?
Oh, okay. Well, let's recap the week.
13-1.
They scored 11 fucking runs in the first inning. Do you know that's never been done ever in the history of Major League Baseball?
In one inning, much less
a playoff game.
I wasn't watching the game at all, and I just clicked on the Atlanta Braves because they'll just give you the score in Google, and I just like what?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, wait, what inning? And then I looked at the innings. I'm like, this is the first inning.
It's the top of the first.
How?
We haven't even batted yet, and we're down 11-0.
Was it errors or just exceptional hitting?
Maybe it was 10-0 in the first inning. It was a mixture of both. Here's the thing. There were zero home runs in that inning. It was
no home runs.
No home runs. So it was a
Oh, that's terrible.
It was a few base hits, a few walks, a few errors.
Rarely would I say this. I think I could play better than that.
I mean, it was... And I'm sitting there watching
I caught a fly ball with my Taco Bell brand baseball mitt as a child.
And I know it's stupid. I know sports,
you don't have to excuse it anymore.
Doesn't affect my life, but
no,
like.
But you were excited about.
Oh, man. Because this was the. Here's the other thing. I've invested a lot in this team. They play 162 regular season games. Yeah. I bet you I watched 155 of them.
Right.
I only missed a handful of games this year. I got the MLB package. I'm watching on my computer when I'm on the road. I'm watching it at home.
Financially invested.
Just, man, and this team was so much fun to watch, and they were heavily favored in this series. The Cardinals scraped into the playoffs.
Yeah.
All the pundits, you know, like, the Braves are going to take care of the Cardinals. And just 10 in the first inning. They scored an 11th in the second and then a few more. But, yeah, 10-0 before we even get to bat. And it was just – when it got to be about 4 or 5, I was like, okay, this will be a good comeback story. You know, we're going to score 4, 5, 6 runs in this game anyway. Mm-hmm. So what if they scored 4 or 5 in the first inning? We got this. And then just 7. I was texting my brother. He was at work. He couldn't watch it. He's like, keep me updated. And it was just –
I don't think you want this.
4-0. What? 6-0. Huh? 7-0. Like, God. And then, okay, so the Braves season's over. Been watching them for 6 months.
Yeah.
Had high hopes. I didn't necessarily think they'd go all the way. I think the Astros are going to win the whole thing. But it was like Braves Dodgers in the second round. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, they're on the Dodgers.
Just season's over. Then
So who is?
Now it's the Nationals and Cardinals. Cardinals are the one that beat us. Nationals beat the Dodgers. The Dodgers were heavily favored, too. Yeah. They were supposed to make it to the World Series.
They're
so
in the playoffs every year.
The two best teams in the National League, record-wise, out in the first round.
Yeah.
So now it's Cardinals, Nationals, and the American League get Yankees, Astros. But so anyway, so just abrupt end to my beloved Braves season. And then a few days later, the only other team I really care about is the Georgia Bulldogs football. They're number three in the country. Undefeated, last two seasons, you know, great season. You know, 2 years ago, we overtime in the national championship game and lost.
Yeah.
Last year, lost in the SEC title game. Anyway, get beat by an unranked 2-3 South Carolina team. Like, not even ranked, just like an afterthought. Like, oh, yeah, we're going to beat them.
Like, just, maybe we'll play today?
Yeah, just missed.
Oh, all right. Is there a third thing?
Two bad ones. I mean, God, just the last couple of years. I mean, going back to like 3 years ago.
The whole Falcons team come over to your house, push you around a little bit?
Falcons were up 28-3 in the third quarter of the Super Bowl. We lost.
Hit on your girlfriend last
week?
What happened?
Oh, my God. Fucking Georgia, two years ago, lost.
Soccer team that also upset you? You were bummed out.
It's just been rough.
Is there a gymnast from there that said something mean to you online? What do we?
I don't know what's going on, but Oh, well, fuck it. At least I'll be more productive now.
There's more football outside of that one, right? Or is that just such...
Well, the Falcons suck. The Falcons are terrible. They're absolutely horrendous this year. The Bulldogs, their season's not over. If they win, not to bore you with details, but if they win the SEC East, they'll go to the SEC title game and probably play Alabama or LSU. If they were to win that game, they would make it into the playoffs.
There's still a chance then. All right. Yeah. They're still going. Okay.
But yeah, it's been a rough week, but I'm okay.
You're all right.
It puts things in perspective.
It's a new week.
It's a new week. Yeah, that's right.
We're all right.
What you been doing, buddy?
Man, just shredding.
Shredding? I saw your video.
Yeah, I got pretty rad.
Yeah, man.
It's a pretty rad jump.
Uh-huh. You caught some air.
Yeah, I like cased that. They couldn't even clear the thing I was trying to clear.
What's casing it mean?
You don't clear the jump. You kind of land at the end of the where you kind of land before you should land.
Like an Excite Bike when you don't make it all the way, then you crash into the...
That is casing a jump, yeah.
Crash into the second half of the ramp.
Crash in the second half or land on the tabletop flat.
Oh, okay.
So, did that. Went out today again. I don't want to be the guy that just has, like, road rage stories or anything. But I think I just got to start taking a lift everywhere. I think I'm out.
Go ahead. Like, get it out. What do you got?
Well, this was more upsetting. It's like, all right, motor... Like, I was wondering, like, am I getting less tolerant?
Uh-huh.
Or things getting worse? Are people, there's this general sense of entitlement and me first everywhere in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to place it on just like a Trump thing of like, fuck everybody. We're the best. I'm the best. Because I don't think that's it. But is it a social media looking for likes, trying to be like, oh, I got to worry about like so much concern about yourself that. You don't have concern for other people around you. And a very great example is driving when you just have your head up your ass.
Mm-hmm.
We all make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But today it was two road cyclists, bike riders, right here on Franklin. All right, you got two lanes of traffic going in one direction.
Mm-hmm.
Right lane, that is the bike lane. You are entitled as a cyclist to take up that whole lane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't when I ride, I try to ride to the side.
Mm-hmm.
But that causes its own concern if you are trying to make space for a car. Maybe they don't judge it right, and then you kind of fucked yourself by trying to be nice and get all the way. So I fully understand if I see a bike taking up the whole lane, I could see why motorists would get upset.
Mm-hmm.
But this wasn't rush hour or anything, but they have the right to take up that whole lane. As two guys side by side in that lane in their Team USA spandex, like the full just breaking away.
I don't understand that.
I look like an idiot when I mountain bike. I got padded shorts on, but I wear shorts over it.
Do they make that type of gear that doesn't have advertisements splattered all over it?
Or sometimes it's like fun. Like sometimes bike shop, like it's usually like craft beer bike shops have them, and you can get fun jerseys or anything. I understand it serves a purpose, and it's aerodynamic and whatever. But they're like the Team USA. They're matching Team USA bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both side by side in that lane, which, okay, that's fine. And so I'm behind them, maybe like one car behind them. And dude is going to go, now traffic stacking up in that right lane.
Mm-hmm.
So as he's checking his blind spot, he just goes into the left lane. Not the cycling lane, the other lane, the more middle lane, which is not the cycling lane.
Mm-hmm.
And as he's looking, he's going into the lane. He's already pretty far over. And a car almost hits him because that lane was open and a car was going at speed in that lane.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy gets up to the light and is like getting in his face. But like, what, you know, because I can't hear him now, but I see him like stopping and getting in the driver's face. Like, fuck you, dude. You fucked up. I'm a bike rider. I want to be on your side. You look like a dipshit. You and your Captain America buddy. You didn't look. You pulled out in front of a car. You fucked up. And then you're making a big deal at the intersection. Like, you didn't see me? Everybody saw you. You're dressed like a fucking dork. We all saw you. Everybody there saw you. So it was twin dipshits flying the Blue Angels asshole formation down Franklin at 10:30 or 11:30. And then you get past the intersection. You make a big sweeping gesture like, all the cars can go around me.
Yeah, thanks.
Fuck you. Fall into a fucking manhole.
Huh.
Like, and I'm like, now, and then if you were polarizing anybody, people are like, man, I hate cyclists. Mm-hmm. Now you made it worse for me when I'm trying to be decent out there.
Yeah.
So that wasn't even at someone in a car. That was someone in a car doing what they should be doing, driving in a lane at the speed they wanted to drive in. This guy didn't look, pulled out, like just pulled in front of the other guy. If you did that in the car, that would be your fault because you didn't check.
Yeah.
And especially on a bike. And then you're going to act entitled.
Yeah.
Get fucked, Team USA. Nothing more indicative of somebody wearing a Team USA unitard than doing something wrong and blaming somebody else for when it doesn't go the way they want.
Unitard is such a funny word.
Oh, God.
Sounds like a bank for special people.
It's got tard in it.
Here's what I understand about cyclists.
Hit me with it.
What's share the road? I get that. Hey, do stop signs and red lights not pertain to them? I see so many bikes mowing through stop signs and red lights.
Yeah, that's the risk you want to take because they don't want to have to, like,
is it the momentum thing?
Recoup the energy.
Okay, I guess.
I don't agree with it.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, I'll make that calculated risk. If I'm coming up to an open intersection, I have a red light and I don't see any cars coming, and I'll slow down but go through it, and that's on me.
Yeah.
I am making a mistake.
Yeah.
But if I got hit, I wouldn't blame somebody else.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I try to slow down and look. I might not do a full proper stop at a stop sign.
If I, no, I get
see
that.
Cars around, but I'm never going to try. If I know, if I see another car coming and they're going to get to that intersection first, they have the right of way. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to blow through it just because I'm on a bike.
Yeah.
If there's other cars, I obey the rules of the road. That I'm, and I'm wrong. I first admit I'm wrong for this.
Yeah. No, I totally get if no one's around, you know, using discretion. But man, I've seen so many times like on Hyperion where it's just bumper to bumper, just backed up. And we're all waiting on a red light because there's traffic going in other directions, and bikes will just come through and they'll look and just keep going. And like, wish I could do that.
Yeah.
But, oh well. What else going on, man? So you shredded today?
I got out today.
Where'd you go?
Up the old El Prieto Trail.
Where's that?
Over by JPL. It's one of my regulars.
Oh, that's,
one of my regs.
Uh-huh.
Went out Thursday. Went over to Stowe Canyon. That's where the video was for my super shred.
Right.
Was at a wedding out in Malibu. That's what I put on the Boogie Monster because I couldn't find the password for the Instagram account. I didn't see no alien bases. Even went for a little night swim. Even tried to tempt him out with my little ding-dong out in the ocean. Little munch of my worm. Damn old space bug eaters.
Did you swim 6 miles out? You got to go 6 miles out.
No, man.
And a mile down.
No, man. They could swim to me. Six out and a mile down. I was looking. I didn't see nothing. It was an open bar, though. So
good wedding?
I missed it.
Open bar?
Yeah, it was fun.
Nice. Anybody I know?
No, it was a couple of Rachel's old roommate and his fella. Never been to a Just Fella's wedding.
Huh.
It's kind of the best.
Oh, really?
Oh, man. Yeah. Take all that Jesus bullshit out of a wedding. You just get right down to, you love that person? Cool. Do you love that person? Here's a lovely speech. We're not invoking any kind of fictional being. Mm-hmm. It's just because people love each other. And then let's dance and drink and have a great time.
Right on.
And it was, very, very streamlined.
Hmm.
It was on the beach. It was at a place called Gladstones. I think that's where, it might have been where Mel Gibson got drunk and then got his DUI and was yelling about the Jews afterwards.
Right there, yeah.
At a restaurant called Gladstones.
Yeah. Oh, man, I took a tumble today. I'm
what happened?
I don't shred as hard as you, but when I want to go, I can go hard.
What are you doing? And, doing stairs?
I was doing stairs. And those stairs are so hard, man.
Silver Lake stairs?
Silver Lake stairs. Mm. First of all, you got to climb that hill just to even get to the stairs.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, you know.
It's right outside the Silver Lake Reservoir. If you're looking at a map.
Yeah.
If you're looking at a topiary, topography, topographic map.
Yeah.
You see that elevation change.
Cole Street. Anyway, I've been trying to hit that about 3 or 4 times a week. And today I was on my last one. And you go up. So you go up is hard enough, but at least that's a slow, controlled thing. You know, it's the going down that sometimes gets you. So after about 4 trips up and down, my legs are just turning into rubber.
Uh-huh.
And on the final trek down, I was about halfway down and just had the jello legs. Mm-hmm. And I just misstepped. Like my heel hit, kind of. I banked it. Or no, what'd you say?
I cased a step.
And I fell. I like did kind of this weird meatball log roll down about 15 stairs.
Really?
Yeah. Skidded up my ass. My ass hurts.
So you went forward.
Yeah. I like tumbled.
Oh, that's.
Yeah. I crumbled. I just collapsed like a slinky. And then I like turned inward, and I just kind of did this log.
I couldn't say, like, out of the wrists if you went forward.
Yeah, I couldn't stop myself.
Sideways right away.
I turned inward, and it just, I don't know what happened. And the whole time I'm thinking, I got this. Like, man. Everything slows down. Like, you got this.
Yeah, I'll put a hand over here. I'll put a foot over. No, man, just let it happen.
And just pretty violent fall, man.
Were there people around?
No, thank God. Yeah, so.
It's weird. Like, do you take a fall as an adult? Like, you realize that's it, like, such big news. Like, Nana fell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's.
It's like you starting.
Get, like, you're getting into that. Like,
yeah.
That's, well, an event.
And plus, like, now, not only am I getting old, but I'm at the size now where I'm like a danger to myself. Like, I could have.
That's the irony of you trying to lose weight and then you fall and you hurt yourself.
Like, one thing I've noticed, I no longer have, like, a cool jog. Like, when I'm that little semi shuffle step jog, like, you know, if you're going across the street, you know, jaywalking or something.
Oh, yeah. Look, no, I'm hurrying. Yeah. Don't worry.
Like, I can still do that, but, like, I can't stop on a dime anymore. I'm like a pontoon boat or a train. Like, it takes a while for me to stop.
Gotta find something to grab onto.
Yeah.
Maybe open your jacket up. Throw some air brakes on it. Throw, like, a dragster with the parachute in the back.
It's just too much. Velocity, not velocity. What's
Dave's coming in hot. Throw the couch cushions down.
Too much inertia.
He needs that. We need one of them runaway truck ramps. Got to direct him towards a sandbox to slow him down.
Yeah. So I gotta. I don't know, man. I gotta be careful.
I never thought. I didn't know what I looked like running, and then I was. You know, if you're in a hotel gym and there's a mirror, mm-hmm. like, all right, I got this thing up to like 6 miles an hour. Let me look and see. I feel like I'm hauling ass, and then you look in the mirror, you're like, I'm walking. You're walking right now.
Yeah.
You're walking with sweatier hands.
Yeah. Man, speaking of 6 miles an hour, did you hear this week the first ever sub 2 hour marathon?
Oh, yeah.
That's 13 miles an hour, if my math is correct, right? 26 miles in 2 hours.
Yeah.
That guy's hauling ass at 13 miles an hour for two hours straight.
I was going to look. I did my Fitbit to see how fast I was going on my bike today.
13 miles an hour. I doubt I could run 13 miles an hour at all, in a sprint. This guy did it for 2 hours.
I got a treadmill. We talked about the Barry's boot camp before.
Yeah.
I've put it up to 8.
Yeah.
And been like,
that's terrifying.
I'm going to eat my teeth right now.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was just going to go face first down onto the treadmill for that. 13.
I mean, slightly faster since it's 26.2. So, but if it was just.
And it came in slightly under.
But if it was just 26 miles. That's 13 miles an hour, so he's going slightly faster than that. That's insane.
I don't understand how that's 13. Hey, good for that, dude.
Way to go, man. Dude, had another adventure this weekend. Went to the Hollywood Record Show.
Where was this at?
It's up at the Marriott.
I was going 5 miles an hour on average.
You were going 5 miles an hour?
Yeah. Closest I get to is about 20 miles an hour, and I know that where that is, where that downhill part is.
We did this thing called the Hollywood Record Show up in Burbank at the Marriott, and it was 3 days.
Supposed to be haunted, by the way, Burbank Marriott.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Maybe Burbank Hollywood.
Huh. Man, what a, I don't know how to put this, what a collection of losers.
Oh, you mean record collectors aren't a great time?
Those are my people, too. I'm a record nerd, but like...
Those are the people that are just trying to kill time in between porn conventions.
It was so depressing. Like, I thought it would be like a real convention. You know, and the way they advertised, they said over 100 vendors. And they charge you $15 to even get in. So I was very excited to go, you know, all 100 vendors. Mm-hmm. And it was just like... the world's saddest flea market, but just records and music memorabilia. I mean, like, so, and like the vendors, like half the vendors there, I have more records than what they had out. Like I thought it would be like, you know, each vendor had 1,000 records or something. There were literally tables where guys had one box of records. Like, oh, I have 52 records here. This is all I brought.
They had to look at their whole collection and be like, all right, what can I part with?
Yeah,
and
I guess
they
so.
Still come away with one crate of like, all right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just like a lot of.
I guess I have 3 identical copies of this Dionne Warwick Christmas album. I can sell one of them.
A lot of Little Rascals. A lot of.
Is there any celebrity guests?
I didn't see any. A lot of diabetic socks. A lot of heavy breathing.
Little Rascals.
The little scooters.
Oh, they made like children.
No, a lot of people.
Mischievous children.
A lot of heavy set folks buzzing around in scooters.
Yeah.
It was, I don't know, man. It was so fucking sad.
Nobody's running a two-hour marathon there. No, and 4 minute miles at the record shop.
And I didn't even buy anything. I was there for an hour. I spent $15 to get in. I was like, I've got to buy something to make it worth my while. I've already invested.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of overpriced junk. And just, I don't know, man. I didn't realize that was such a weird, like, almost had like a carny vibe to it. Just like, hey, we do this every week somewhere else.
I mean, I get like, I see the appeal on why you like want to put on a record and sit and listen to it. But just collector culture.
Yeah.
I never did the comics. Yeah. I never did the toys.
I did baseball cards.
I'm sure I would go check out a bike, mm-hmm. like an old BMX bike, yeah. swap meet or like skateboards or stuff, just for the nostalgia of like, I remember that yeah. one and all that's cool.
Well, if BMX bikes cost $25, you'd probably have a big collection of those.
Yeah, but I've looked at when they've reissued stuff, and I'd be like, oh, that's the thing from my youth. I'm like, what am I going to, I'm just going to sit and look at it?
Yeah, that's the thing.
I have like, stuff that does have a purpose that I still, like the guitars I can't play for shit.
Mm-hmm.
But if I wanted to, I could play them.
Yeah.
But a BMX frame from 1988.
Yeah.
Like, that's there.
Yeah.
And I have it.
Yeah.
Now I have it.
I'm deep into it.
I don't see the value in
I love having it, that. But this was just such a, I don't know. It was just like, oh, is this the group I'm in?
Well, is this before or after you fell down the stairs?
This is before.
Okay.
Yeah, the stair was today.
You might have been limping through there, and then we would have had the answer to that question. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Did you guys all fall down the stairs exercising today, too?
But it was just a lot of, like, stereotypical, like, The Simpsons comic book guy.
Yeah.
Just a lot of those guys. Yeah, a lot of short ponytails, you know, a lot of... Just
some
weird.
People like their self worth is their knowledge of a specific thing. Like they mm-hmm. love that they,
yeah, and I get know that. It. I get that.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you want to know? Like, mm-hmm. there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but I don't know. Just and then all the record, like there was just this. The whole place smelled like BO and cardboard.
Imagine
it was just rough.
Imagine that, but with like Playmates. Because I remember when I was probably like 20, and me and my buddy, like, we went to one of those glamour cons, like, oh, man, it's where the, like, Playmates are signing, like, an erotic
like
convention.
Playboy Bunny Playmates?
Yeah,
gotcha.
Like, we're going to go, and then you get there, you're like, oh, this Ugh. Is just, this is the only time these people aren't beating off. It's just sticky hands.
I never heard of this.
Grabbing their way through a convention center.
So there's, like, convention of, like...
Oh, there's all, yeah, Erotic Expo and porn stars and everything. That's how they make this side money. The same way, like, celebrities will go to Comic-Con and rent a booth just to sell autographed photos.
Okay, so it's Comic-Con for adult films.
Yeah, for boners. And so that we went there, and it was kind of like, I don't like being here, and I'm sad. Like, I was already like, why did I think?
I don't want to meet anybody I've seen the internet.
Or be around a bunch of dudes who are just like, this is, Ugh. now the prophecy is coming true. Like, it's like, no, man, nah, dude, real gross.
Mm.
So I did that once, probably 20 some years ago, and I have no desire to go back.
Have we talked about that living out here? Have you ever... seen somebody in public and you're like, where do I know that person from?
Oh, the adult
like,
industry?
Yeah, and then like an hour later, you're like, oh.
I've seen some people. I remember seeing, there was a few that would like come to comedy shows. And part of me wants to be like, yeah, I watch porn.
Uh-huh.
I think like, all right, mutual appreciation. I'm not going to judge it. You do that thing. I watch that thing. Who am I to like then mm-hmm. be like, ooh, gross. How you do that?
Yeah, no. No. I get that.
We've all taken untraditional paths.
But I'm not going to pay a cover fee and get my picture made with them.
No, that's like the weird meet and greet part.
Yeah.
Kind of like, well, we could just all hang out. But then I could see how guys are goblins mm-hmm. about that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And that would weird out ladies. So that's why they'd rather just like, give me your money then.
Yeah.
Give me your money. Here's the picture. And now go away. As opposed to like, I could just hang out at a bar. I'm a regular person. I could see how that's not the same thing for a lady in the adult industry. But they would come to shows. There's a few that would come to shows and thinking like, all right, mutual appreciation. They were just loud, had to be the center of attention. It's like, all right, we all get it. You fuck people on film.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
You're not at work
yeah.
right now. I am. Shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not on set beating off next to you while you're filming a scene why do you need to be, why do you need to fuck up this?
Yeah.
You know?
Ugh.
But I mean, that's like, I want to be like, no, I'm sure there's plenty of well-adjusted people that are nice and they just happen to choose this alternative path to, you know, for employment. It's like, no, no, you're fucking loud dickheads. Not all of them, just some.
Oh, man.
Hey, everybody, faithful podcast listeners. My name is Kyle. I'm the host of Never Seen It. It is a podcast where I have comedians rewrite famous movies and TV shows they've never seen, and then we read those scripts in studio. So maybe someone's never seen Game of Thrones or someone's never seen Shawshank Redemption. They write a script of what they think that movie or TV show is, and we read it in studio. And then we play some fun games. My dad gets involved. It's a really good time. I think if you love movies, if you love TV shows, but maybe you're not caught up on everything that's ever been made in the entire history of the world, this podcast is for you. It's called Never Seen It. I think you're going to love it. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. Check it out.
Anyway.
Anyway.
I don't know what else is going on.
No.
In Malibu, hung out. It was cool.
Yeah.
It was cool.
What'd you get into?
That West Side Living, man. I mean, I wouldn't spend the money living there. They're like, well, we're going to stay there for 3 days.
Oh, you stayed out there?
Yeah, we stayed in the Pacific Palisades at an Airbnb.
Nice.
And we're just like, oh, I guess we'll go on a hike. There's the ocean.
Yeah.
Oh, this is what, look, we're at in the town of Pacific Palisades getting lunch, and it's just like, this is just, if you have problems, they're
pleasant.
Not financial.
Yeah.
Everyone here is fine.
Yeah.
Everyone has some sort of plastic surgery.
Uh-huh.
I think out of boredom at that point. you know, it's like just when like it's like somebody who's 60 years old and they don't look bad, but you're like, you are putting a lot of your effort into maintenance.
Yeah.
Like there's no like, I'm just going to go to the store. I don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. Like that doesn't exist out there.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe. It's just part of the same city.
I like it out there, man. Like I haven't spent a ton of time like in Malibu, but I could see. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know Venice has its gross parts, but yeah. I could see having a little bungalow a few blocks from the ocean over in Venice or,
yeah, man.
You know.
That fresh beach air, yeah. Which was filled with smoke because of the fires.
Or like a little south, Redondo Beach, that area. Oh, that's nice. Santa Monica's too uppity for me.
Boogie Monster Beach.
Yep. You want to get
coming
into
soon.
It?
Soon. Let's talk about our subject matter. Dave!
Dead,
what are we talking about?
Dead cows.
Dead cows. This is a recipe?
Dead cows. All right, what you want to do?
Is this your new favorite barbecue place?
Get you a whole heifer.
Get you a live cow. Leave it in a spooky field overnight. Flux on your side. Totally dismembered. Weird lacerations around its nose and butthole.
That's pretty much it. This has been one of those topics that's been around for decades. Nobody knows what the fuck's going on. Got in the news again recently last week up in Oregon. This incident I'm about to tell you about happened in July, but they just started doing stories about it. A lot of different sites doing stories about it last week. But up in Oregon in July, within a 24-hour period on this one ranch, five different cows showed up dead. And not just dead, fucking mutilated.
They chop them all up.
Didn't chop them up. What they do in these five cases, and in pretty much all the cases in the last few decades, laser-like precision. The tongues have been removed. The flesh around the jaw and the face completely removed. Genitals removed. Buttholes,
sans Jenny's.
Buttholes been cored out, removed.
Oh man!
And nobody knows what the hell's going on, man. And get this: here's a fun fact. In the last 50 years, there's been
UFO
over
taco truck
10,000 reported cases of cattle mutilation in the last 50 years. Another fun fact: not a single soul has ever been charged or arrested. So, 10,000 dead, most of them are cows, some are horses, some are sheep and goats, most of them cows, though. But yeah, this particular case happened in Oregon back in July, and it just kind of reminded everybody that what the hell is going on with this stuff? And you know, there's pictures and stuff you can look up. But yeah, all the same way. Sometimes the eyes are removed. A lot of times the tongue's gone. Genitals, buttholes, all gone.
Jennies and butts.
But like I said, like laser precision. So A, it's definitely not predators. A coyote or wolf or whatever, a bear, they're not gonna, you know, leave work that clean. And it's probably not a person. You know, unless you had like some skilled surgeon. And a lot of these cases, they talk about how the wounds were cauterized.
That's, like, I've heard about that. That's like, I was, because I had read about some of this prior. I heard like some speculate that maybe it's like a military exercise.
Well, that's one theory. And okay, in some of these cases, black helicopters have been spotted near.
Here's a tip, black helicopter guys. Paint them a different color and nobody will be suspicious.
Great point. There's some theories that the black helicopter.
Bright green helicopter. He's not. He's fine.
He's harmless. It's like Billy Wade Davis. He told me he was. I don't know if this is his idea or somebody. He told me this idea. He wants to start an app called What's That Helicopter Doing? Because there's so many different helicopters. You're like, which one is that? Is that a passenger helicopter? Is that a military helicopter? Is that the LAPD chopper? What a great app. What's that helicopter doing?
I'm sure they have something similar to that. There's a lot of helicopters.
What was that about? Okay. These black helicopters have been spotted. One theory is that the black helicopters had nothing to do with it, but they show up and fly around to make people think, oh, it must be some sort of government testing.
To distract.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Get this shit, man. April 21st, 1897, Alexander Hamilton, noted statesman and actually a founding father.
Noted statesman.
He's a statesman. I thought he was a president, but he wasn't. He's one of the founding fathers. April 21st, 1897, he was awakened at night by a loud humming noise coming from his cattle yard. He and two other men went outside. They saw what he said, quote, an airship slowly coming down and hover over the yard. And here's Hamilton's account of it. There was several newspaper stories about this. This is verbatim. Quote, it consists of a great cigar-shaped portion, possibly 300 feet long, with a carriage underneath. The carriage was made of glass and some other transparent substance, alternating with an arrow strip of some material. It was brilliantly lighted within, and everything was plainly visible. It was occupied by six of the strangest beings I've ever seen. They were jabbering together, but we could not understand a word they were saying. It seemed to phase and hover directly over our two-year-old heifer, which was bawling and jumping and caught in the fence. There was some sort of cable fastened into a slip knot around her neck. Once he removed that, he cut the cable. We tried to get it off, but could not, so we cut the wire loose. It stood in amazement to see the ship, the heifer, and all rise slowly, disappearing in the northwest. Neighbor Thomas Link, who lived 4 miles away, found the hide, the legs, and the head in his field the very next day. No tracks in the soft ground, which mystified him. So Alexander Hamilton saw a UFO and six beings inside.
Is that part of the play? Do they put that in the play?
Is that what Hamilton's about?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
And like other stuff.
Okay.
That he did. I'm very unfamiliar.
Yeah, I'm aware.
First one to point out, very ignorant of the theatrical experience and whatever he did as a statesman.
Yeah, I never made that connection. I just thought it was, yeah.
Cattle mutilation. Okay, I'm going to throw another theory at you. Your cattle's insured, right?
Sometimes.
Do they ever make mention, like, were these ill cattle? Is this elaborate insurance fraud?
I mean, how would you do that? How would you make those cuts?
How would I cut out a butthole? Hot can.
Hot can.
Hot tin can.
Just like core it out. Yes. Like you're making melon balls.
I'm not happy. I'm not happy that you know, where you get whatever the same thing they use to get pineapple slices.
Yeah.
And you just punch it in there.
Oh, no. Oh, that's awful.
I'm sad that I thought of that. How would you get the asshole out of a cow, Dave? I'll suck it out raw with my mouth. I throw a little Tony Zatarain spice up on it, suck it out with my face.
I used to have a friend in high school who said, I'll eat a pig's butthole if you cook it right.
People eat.
Yeah.
People do that.
People don't eat pig buttholes.
They eat everything leading up to the lips.
They eat all the other stuff, from the rooter to the tooter. First modern case.
Well, a little Jimmy Chachere's on it.
What's that? Tony Chachere's.
Tony Chachere's.
That shit is good. I had some on my
Tony Chachere's and Jimmy Zatarain's.
First modern case on record.
Fight my mouth.
1967.
That's good. I thought.
San Luis Valley in southern Colorado. A horse owned by the King family was found dead in a pasture. Its flesh had been stripped completely from the skull, exposing the bare bones. The bones were so clean of flesh that the skull looked as if it had been sitting out exposed in the sun for weeks. However, the family had just seen the horse alive 2 days earlier. So 1967 was when we really started documenting this shit. And a lot of it has happened in Colorado, a lot in New Mexico. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Reading about the Colorado ones were the big. That was the one where I was reading. That was kind of happening rather often.
Here's kind of what. Here's the similarities in more detail that pretty much all these cases share. A standard mutilation exhibits one or more of the following characteristics. Usually occurs with cattle, horse, or sheep. The jaw cut, a precision surgical-like cut of surrounding flesh to completely expose the jaw bone and the teeth. The tongue and surrounding glandular tissue has been removed. The sex organs, navel, and nipples have all been surgically removed.
Cow, how many nipples?
To what?
How many nipples does a cow have?
I have no idea.
What are the udders?
That's a great question.
Why wouldn't they call them udders? Okay, I'll get on the research.
The anus and surrounding glandular tissue have been surgically removed. Here's something I failed to mention as of yet. Zero blood found in any of these. No evidence of any blood, despite the severity of these procedures. Here's another interesting. No footprints of any kind leading to or from the animal. No animal prints, no human prints ever found. A lot of these are found like in muddy or sandy areas where there would be prints if someone was around. No prints. The animal is often found in the middle of a perfectly created circle. The cuts are made so precisely that a surgeon with a full operating room and a steady hand with a laser would have a difficult time matching these cuts. And lastly, the precision of the cuts and lack of blood rule out predators. So that's some of the common denominators. And boy, some of these pictures are pretty gnarly.
Well, I'm on a website called There's a Heifer in Your Tank. On an article called The Fascinating World of Extra Nipples.
Huh.
So I guess cattles can have extra teats.
So yeah, the udder is the nipple, right? Or the teat. I mean,
I'm still trying to get still trying to get a solid answer on that right now.
I think the teat's a subset of the udder. I'm not sure.
Kiwara. What a fucking shit show. Kiwara is the one where anybody can ask, why do cow have four udders? Well, it can only give birth to one calf per year. People have two nipples. You fucking idiot. They have one udder, and they have four quarters in their udders. Nobody's telling me about cow nipples. Goes right to answers about udders.
That's how they get you.
I think they do. The udder is the boob.
It's fucking clickbait, dude. The world's worst clickbait.
You know, cows don't have nipples? Ooh, give me that info.
Why are they taking these organs, Kyle? That's what people want to know. There's no way to know for sure, but some experts speculate that the organ tissue retains things picked up in the environment, like minerals, pesticides, other stuff.
Its own little sampling.
Yeah, if you wanted to check the condition of an animal and what it's being exposed to, the organs would be a good place to start.
And how is it? is it just cows?
Well, it's mainly cows. Some horses, some sheep.
Because I think, okay, well, if it's, what if aliens have a similar digestive system to a cow?
Oh, we're about to get into
with the four stomachs, because then it'd be like, all right, what happens if you eat something that has this poison And then you check its asshole. Is it asshole? Is its asshole in bad shape? Mm. It's like you look at the poop of an animal to see if it's healthy or not. Mm-hmm. See what nutrients are not being retained or not. Mm-hmm. Mm, okay. Okay. All right. Mm.
Here's something interesting. In most of these cases, zero flies and also zero damage from other predators after the fact. No flies will land on this shit. No coyotes, no flies. A lot of these cases, they say the carcasses have laid out in the sun for weeks, never to be touched by flies or coyotes.
Nothing coming around for a little crunch and munch.
Mm-hmm. Crunch and munch. This is interesting. Dan Jenkins is the sheriff's deputy up in Harney County, Oregon, where this most recent case happened. He says he's investigated tons of cattle deaths, and he gets calls from people who say that aliens could be involved. He said, quote, a lot of people lean towards the aliens. One caller had told us to look for basically a depression under the carcass. A lot of times when they find these dead animals,
oh, yeah,
there's a divot or a depression under the carcass, and they think that that might be caused by aliens, by UFOs sucking them up in the air into the UFO, doing their thing, and then splat, dropping them off.
There's no blood, yep. And there's no way to do this without blood, so they think that the operation happened in one place.
Bingo.
And then they're being dropped elsewhere.
Yep. Yeah. Paranormal journalist Nick Redfern said some UFO theorists believe that extraterrestrials are using cow blood for hybrid fertilization. I don't know how that would work.
All right.
Hybrid fertilization. Chris O'Brien.
That, why not have a ridiculous guest throw it in?
Well, that's the thing. There's
I
no.
Think they're making a vampire slip and slide out of it.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. There's all these theories and speculation because it makes zero sense. Like, so you have to kind of think outside the box. This guy named Chris O'Brien, he's researched cattle mutilations for 2 decades. He disagrees with that theory that Redfern said. He says a more likely answer is that the killings are conducted by an unknown agency monitoring the food chain to prevent another outbreak of bovine spongiform in blah, 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 mad cow disease. That plagued England back in 1996. So he thinks that there might be some sort of government science experiment where
there's not an easier way to document that.
But why wouldn't you just with that? If that were the case, why if the government's doing this, why wouldn't they just steal the cow?
Why can't the government just have a cow? Yeah.
Yeah, just steal
a cow, man.
Yeah, go get a cow. But anyway, why would they return it or leave it there? Like, you know, just steal the cow. It'd be a lot more secretive. Oh, my cow's missing. Then, oh, my cow's got all its flesh and genitals removed. That's a little more alarming than just, oops, a cow's missing.
Yeah, I mean, if it was a prank, it's a pretty elaborate. I mean, that's like on the level of crop circle prank of like how detailed and secretive you got to get into it.
Yeah. So I don't know, man.
That's what I'm like. That's the only thing I'm like, all right, is this? But then even if it is an elaborate insurance scam, you're going to tell your insurance agent, aliens took my cow's butthole. I cored out my beef, man. Can't do that if you don't have a butthole. It's come out like a cough.
Oh, man. Your farts have such good comedic timing.
I'm funny through and through, buddy. I've dedicated my life to comedy.
That's a good toot, dude.
Didn't shit myself that time.
Yeah, so they, look at that.
One for one today.
Yeah, baby steps. What could it be other than aliens? I think aliens are sucking these things up into their UFOs, doing God knows what, and then dropping them back off. What else could it be?
But like you're saying, like why the evidence? Why drop other than just some like because
they don't
look at them, can feel like dropping in the ocean.
Well, no, that's my claim. Like if the government's doing it, they should. But these aliens don't give a shit. The aliens I know, they don't care about that kind of stuff. But like seriously, like what do they care? Hey, we got what we wanted from it.
Yeah, was there what else was happening in the area? Because this is an ongoing thing. It wasn't like one rare thing. Like oh, we got to run a distraction from a different government operation, so leave them with the assholeless cows, because actually we're doing weird government shit on the other side of town, but so keep them occupied with this. This is one that I've read about where it's like, yeah, I can't. You have the proof.
Mm-hmm.
You have, yeah, people had to, like, surgical precision with how these things have been dismembered.
No blood.
Yeah, no blood.
Why aren't flies fucking with it? That tells me that maybe there's some sort of...
They sprayed it down or
exactly,
something.
Some sort of alien pesticide.
I mean, I don't have an answer for this.
It's
this
crazy.
Is
Nobody
curious.
Does.
This is, this is a curious one, Dave.
And a lot of this does happen. We've talked. We mentioned this briefly when we were talking about the 37th parallel. A lot of this does. This Oregon one, that's not the 37th parallel.
I think that's where I was reading about it. It was the book that I had. I forget the author's
name. Ben Mezrick.
Is that the one I was? Yeah.
He's the one that wrote the 37th parallel.
Yes. And they, so, yeah, he was discussing that. That's right.
Yeah. And a lot of it does happen, on the, but not. It's not exclusive to that. Hence the Oregon one.
I do not have an answer for this
one. It's crazy. This is one of the most, like, just, it's bizarre. There's
mouth
a lot
cheek.
Of this
well,
stuff.
Think about, okay, mouth and cheek meat, the first exposure of you're eating something.
Mm-hmm.
What's it doing to your lips? If it's an outward thing, if it's in your mouth after it's being chewed and processed, is it affecting inside? But they're not taking the throat, right?
No, the tongue, the flesh around the jaw and the mouth. Mm-hmm. A lot of times the eyes. Almost always the genitals, almost always the asshole.
Always the jennies.
Yeah. I need those cow genitals.
Ah, man.
It's crazy.
What other, well, okay. I don't think it's alien fertilizer. Is that it? They're just sloppy? They're just going to dump it off? But were there broken bones in it? If it's being dropped from a height, far enough to put a dent?
Good question. I don't know.
Because then if there's no broken bones, like, or if the body's not, I guess you can't get bruised if there's no blood.
Mm-hmm. Completely drained of blood. No blood
when you
around.
Hunt, I mean, like, when people, like, if you hunt a deer and you put it up, what I don't know what that process is called.
Called processing a deer.
Is it where it's just hanging up to drain?
Well, that's part of it, yeah.
But what, at the end of that, like if you left it up for, I don't know, a day.
Uh-huh. And it drained.
Is it out? Is it all? Like, could you just hose it out and there'd be no blood left?
I would think so.
There'd be some semblance of blood.
I mean, yeah, there might, you mean like, okay, like residual blood?
Yeah, there's some evidence of it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. I don't know. I wonder how much blood is in a cow. It's got to be gallons.
All right, I guess I'm doing the research on this.
How much blood is in a cow? Cows are cool, man. I've always wanted to have some livestock, not to butcher, just to have. I lived
9.5 to 10.3 gallons.
Wow, 10 gallons of blood. That is a lot of blood.
10 gallons of blood.
That's like 10 1-gallon milk cartons.
That's a whole fridge of blood.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of
fucking
blood. That's
a grocer's
Where's it going?
Section of blood.
Where's it going? Well, the fact that
cool,
there's no
cool
blood.
Concert. Super cool concert.
The fact that there's no blood, like, around the carcass and on the ground.
Or from where it was taken, though, if it was on a ranch.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that leads itself to believe that lends itself.
You're right.
Yeah. That they're getting snatched and mutilated somewhere else and then returned. So I feel like that. A lot of times, too, in these where they're finding these carcasses, although there is no blood, a lot of times there's burn marks on the ground. What's that doing? Where's that coming from?
Okay, on Skeptoid.com, they are saying, oh, I'm going to sneeze.
Do it. Look at the light. Paint the wall. There you go. Work it out. I fucking love to sneeze, man.
It's because it's like an orgasm.
Mm.
What are these people saying? They're going to try and shit on the... Oh, according to Skeptoid.com, the Alexander Hamilton that you referenced... was a different Alexander Hamilton, who was a farmer and a businessman and also a liar, it says.
Yeah, I read that part.
Well, you got to disclose this.
Well, says the lady. There, yeah, some lady said that he was part of a liar's group, a liar's club.
No, I'm not. Hispanic guesses. Okay, here's one. Here's saying that the gases split the stomach open, exposed the internal organs, then flies ate the organs and laid eggs in the soft tissue, so it destroyed the eyes, lips, and anuses. Ani. And the maggots devoured soft tissue down to the bone. So they're saying that that could be an excuse that, you know, soft areas go first by predators.
Most predators will always eat the soft tissue.
And the gases is what blew it up and blew the organs out of it.
But they're not going to be, it's not going to be this clean. Yeah. It's not going to be this tidy. You ever seen Two Cows Bang?
No.
Oh, boy.
Why?
I did when I was like 11. It scared the shit out of me. It was fucking terrifying.
What? Wow, sorry. I'm reading. Why is it weird? Don't they just look like how horses bang?
Yeah, but, you know, it's 2,000 pounds of fuck going on.
Is there big dicks on cows?
I don't know.
Bull.
Bull probably got a nice hog.
This one, I mean, they're pretty, of course, Skeptoid is that's their job to...
Yeah, exactly. It's on Skeptoid.com. They shit on everything. Same way Snopes shits on everything. So they're saying that's not even the same Alexander Hamilton?
No, they're saying it was a different guy. Well, there is an FBI...
Yeah, there's FBI reports on this shit where they're keeping track of it. I think it's aliens.
ModernFarmer.com has the headline of their article is MooFO. That's pretty good. It's pretty good one, guys. I like where you're going. I'm going to read more of this stuff.
No footprints.
I'm going to do research after the episode's over and never share it with anybody.
I think it's aliens. My question is not who's doing it. I think it's aliens. My question is why are the aliens doing it? They're up to something.
Kind of cultic.
Here's a question, though. If it is aliens, why would they not mix it up every now and then? And what I'm trying to say is, why haven't we found human carcasses?
Modern farmer stands to go
with genitals and eyes missing. You know, what's aliens? Do they have morals and ethics? What do they care? There's another thing we need to learn.
Cows. They know what happens to cows. They don't even know what happened to us. We're eating the cows.
Well, I'm just saying, if you know, why not just snatch a human and test on him?
Well, again, this is a, you know, if it's a government thing, yeah, good. Go be weird about the cows. Mm-hmm. We're actually kidnapping kids in your same area. I don't know. I mean, because these things show such precision with how they're dissected, and then these other ones, like, nah, it's not precise. Like, they're, for once, I'm going to go with the skeptic part, kind of easily sweeping some of these facts under the rug.
Mm-hmm. 10,000 cases, 50 years, zero charges against a human. Some people, you know, like a lot of these articles, like, oh, it's predators. Well, it's definitely not predators, I don't think. Oh, it's satanic rituals. Well, again, unless you got some pre-med students with some nice gear, I don't see how they're making these laser-like precision cuts.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm in between. It feels like people are trying to excuse it away because they can't with... Yeah, something up.
Well, I guess we'll never know.
It's the bloating often leads to skin splitting in straight lines resembling incision and exposing internal organs. There's little nor blood from oozing from the wounds because blood settles. The heart does not pump when an animal is dead, and insects devour the blood that does spill out. Okay. But they're saying that, the blood would settle. Maybe that creates the depression in the ground because then the liquid's there, and so the liquid softens the ground. That creates a depression, but then there would still be something left. I would think there'd be something left.
How bad must that smell?
That's not what I'm going to think about.
1,000-pound rotting...
1,000 pounds of assholeless beef.
There you go, buddy. Just fighting it for both ends.
I'm fighting off bloat.
Yeah? Why are you bloated?
I don't know, man. I just ate some pizza.
Yeah.
Chugged water.
What'd you get into in that open bar?
I was drinking a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah? Tequila?
Tequila sodas.
Okay.
I was enjoying some rosé. I was on the beach. Huh. I was having wine. I like a good wine drunk sometimes.
What's rosé?
It's pink.
Pink?
Yeah.
I know clear and purple. I don't know pink.
That's red and white.
Red and white, my bad.
So pink's the middle between there.
Hmm.
Like,
is it good?
I like a red wine normally.
Yeah.
White wine for the beach, white wine or rosé. I had a couple of those. I was mixing, then I had a Corona, which is always a bad idea. Corona's gross.
Corona's not very good.
Corona or Heineken.
You know what's a good Mexican beer?
If I've
ever
seen somebody drink Heineken voluntarily,
you'll
never be a friend of mine.
Get you some of that...
You're a terrorist.
Modelo Negra.
Oh, all the Modelos are good.
Shit's good.
I don't think Corona's real Mexican beer. You give me a Tecate, you give me a Dos Equis, you give me a Corona, give me a Modelo. But Corona is like...
There's a weird...
Coronas and Heineken.
It's a weird twist to it.
Rapists.
Yeah.
That's who drinks those.
Well,
can we get two Heinekens? You're a sexual predator.
Speaking of Mexican beer, I got a recipe for you today.
Is it for Mexican beer?
There's Mexican beer involved.
Hey, good job on this one with no solution in sight.
Yeah.
This is a curious subject that we might have to revisit.
Yeah. Yeah, this one really is a, it befuddles me.
Hey, Dave's been befuddled.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I freestyled some chicken tortilla soup the other night.
What'd you do?
Just freestyled it. I didn't have a recipe to follow, nothing. Just trusting my instincts. And it was...
You got good instincts.
Awesome.
I trust your instincts.
Chicken tortilla soup. Here's what you do. All right? Turn that oven on to 400. Get you some garlic, some onions, tomatillos, some green chilies, maybe a red bell pepper. I think I've talked about how to roast some garlic. If you don't know how to roast garlic, take you a whole garlic bulb, not just the individual cloves, but the whole bulb, cut it in half.
Oh, yeah.
North-south, not east-west. Cut it in half, north-south.
So the cloves are half.
Uh-huh. Then you take each half and you dab a little olive oil on the exposed cloves on the open, where the wound is. Mm-hmm. Wrap each half in tinfoil.
Refrain from saying wound.
Uh-huh. Wrap each half in tinfoil, and then place it on a big cookie sheet, some sort of cookie sheet, roasting pan thing. Just throw your little wrapped-up tinfoil balls of half garlic bulbs in there. I used two whole bulbs, so I had four halves. Throw that on the pan. Take you a whole yellow or white onion, cut it in half, put it face down on the pan. You don't have to wrap that shit up.
Yellow
or white. Get you about 8 or 10 tomatillos. Man, tomatillo is such an underrated vegetable.
Like green tomato?
Little Mexican green tomato. Throw those on there. You don't have to do anything to those. Roast them whole. Get you, if you don't have, hatch chilies or anything, get you a poblano pepper, maybe an Anaheim. Nothing. You don't got to do nothing that. Throw it on the pan and get your red bell pepper. Throw that shit on the pan. Throw the whole pan into the oven.
It says that bugs go through the asshole because it's softer. That's... I got to that part of the article I was reading. I mean, it's no clue that I check out during the recipes.
No, that's
I'm
fine.
Not going to make this shit.
That's fine. It's hilarious.
But that's why they go through the... Because it's softer than to go through the skin. Anyway, go on.
What time are we at? I want to notate that for our quote of the week on Twitter.
57 and a half?
Okay. Since bugs go through the asshole because it's softer.
I just love, you know, it's pertinent information.
All right, roasted garlic. All right, you got your garlic, got your onions, your tomatillos, your green chilies, your red bell peppers. Throw all that on the pan, 400 degrees, 50 minutes. Although you need to, at 30 minutes, remove those tomatillos, because 50 minutes is just going to make those suckers wilt into nothing like a dead cow carcass.
The old wilty tomatillo.
While that's happening, get you some chicken thighs.
Wilt tomatillo.
Get you some, you could do boneless, skinless, you can do bone in, whatever you want. Sear those bastards off in a pan, a little bit of oil in a cast iron skillet, medium-high heat, about 60 seconds on each side. Remove the chicken, put it on a plate, put it in the fridge. We're not going to need that chicken for a while. We got a lot more work to do, all right? Take that pan, you sear the chicken in. You got the leftover chicken bits. And by the way, you can season that chicken too. So season that shit up however you want to. But you got your little leftover chicken bits, and you got that oil that you threw in there. Now make you a little bit of roux. Make you a quick roux out of that by adding some flour. So just medium heat. Throw some, I don't know, just eyeball it. Should be about half. A roux is equal parts oil and flour. So whatever oil you got in there. Eyeball it and throw a little more flour in there. Make your roux, constantly mixing that shit for about 5 or 10 minutes. Then by that time your pureed vegetable or your roasted vegetables, not puree, I'm getting ahead of myself. Your roasted vegetables should be coming out of the oven about that time. Take all that shit, take the seeds and the cores and stuff out of the peppers. Throw them in a blender. And also get you a can of chipotle peppers. Throw a couple of those red smoky chipotles in there. And just puree all that shit. The garlic, the onions, the peppers, everything. Puree that shit in there. Add that to the roux. Now you got your roux in the pot. And now you got your pureed roasted vegetables in the pot. Get that going. Then take you about a 24-ounce Mexican beer. Throw that shit in there. And maybe another 10 to 20 ounces of chicken stock. So now we got the roux, we got the pureed roasted vegetables, we got the beer, we got the chicken stock. Throw in some fresh cilantro and then some spices. They got this Mexican spice. I think it's pronounced Tijon, T-I-J-O-N. It's delicious.
Tijon,
it's
yeah,
Tijon. Oh, man, that shit's great. Throw some fresh cilantro, some Tijon or something similar. You could add a little smoked paprika. You could add some chili powder, some cumin, salt and pepper, a little liquid smoke, little Worcestershire sauce, and a little lime juice. All right, now you bring all that shit to a boil. Once it starts to boil, reduce it down to a simmer. Let that shit simmer for about 2 hours, stirring it occasionally. About 2 hours later, take that chicken out of the fridge, dice that shit up in whatever size you want, throw the diced chicken in there, let that simmer for about another 30 minutes, and while that's going, get you a small pan, little saucepan or frying pan or whatever, throw a little oil in there, vegetable oil, canola oil, whatever, bring that up to about 350 or medium-high heat, let that get good and warm, then take you some corn tortillas. Cut those up into small strips. Throw those into the oil. About 30 seconds is all you're going to take to get those nice and crispy. Pull those out. Boom. Now you serve your chicken tortilla soup in a nice bowl. Top it with some more fresh cilantro, some sour cream, and those tortilla strips. This shit is dope. It is very, very good. I enjoyed it. Weather's starting to change. Fall and winter gets cold. Ooh, I love a good stew or soup or something.
I'm with you on that. Is there better food than Mexican? If you had to pick all around, one nationality of food,
I love cuisine? Mexican food. If I had to pick one, I'd go Cajun. Cajun food so much. So, but yeah, I love Mexican food. But yeah, and that cilantro and all those roasted vegetables and that beer just very Mexican. So
it's real Mexican.
But this shit, it was so good, dude. And you know, tweak it however you want. And but yeah, there you go, man. If anybody wants the I don't have a recipe, like I said, this I freestyled it. These are my notes. But yeah, if you got any questions, email me and I'll talk you through it. But yeah, this shit is pretty good. That's some pretty good soup there, Kyle.
I like it, man.
Comic of the week, our friend, an absolute force of nature. You've gone on the record as saying, quite possibly, the funniest person in Los Angeles. Deborah DiGiovanni. Deb D's got a new album out.
Oh, really?
Single Awkward Female. Just came out last week.
D.
If you guys don't know Deborah DiGiovanni at this point, you don't sleep on her, man. you better get on her because she's a beast. She's great. Deborah DiGiovanni, D little I, big G, IOVANNI. Deborah DiGiovanni, single awkward female. She got some other stuff out there too, but this is her latest offering. And I listened to some of it yesterday, and it is killer, as to be expected. So there's our comic of the week. There's your fucking, there's your comic, there's your recipe. I don't know what else you want from me.
Honestly, what more can we give you? This is a perfect episode. Mm-hmm. We had an interesting subject that we couldn't solve, and I didn't say fuck no to right away.
Yep.
Everybody loves chicken tortilla soup.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff, man. Yeah. What you got to plug? Anything coming up? November's busy for you. What do you got?
People are going to get sick of me plugging stuff.
That's all right. It's what you're here for.
If you're in LA, I'm doing another show on a gondola in Long Beach.
Really?
This Saturday night on the 19th.
Nice.
Always a good time.
Nice.
A little boat ride. And speaking of chili boat ride around the canals of Long Beach with some comedy and bring a blanket and some drinks.
Okay.
Remember to pee first. Last time people had to pee off the side of the boat.
Uh-oh.
Very clumsy.
Yeah.
Other than that, yeah, man, I got November, baby. Spring break tour. It's going down.
There you go.
I've been telling people about it. They know. I added another show in Chicago.
Oh, I saw that, man.
November 25th.
Sold out the first show.
Sold out the 26th, so thanks for that if you bought tickets.
Hell yeah.
God, I hope people come to it's going to be a weird one if nobody shows up.
That is weird when you sell out the first one.
Yeah, but that was the most I was going to sell.
Now there's 18 people in the second.
Yeah, like a two dozen people in a 600-seat venue. So please consider coming to that.
Oh, man.
If I have to tell you it'll be different both nights, I will. I don't know if maybe I won't be, but I'll probably book different people for each night, too. So. Okay.
Right
what about
on.
You, Dave?
I got nothing fun on the books. I'll be at the Wiltern on Thursday watching Tyler Childers, who I saw 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you're doubling down on that.
I bought those tickets months ago. I literally bought those in April and then got surprised with the tickets to see him at Red Rocks.
Okay.
Killer show.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're at that show, stop by and say hello. I'll be the chubby bearded white guy.
They'll have a booth selling records in the lobby.
All right. Holler at your boys.
Yeah.
The Boogie Monster.
Podcast Network.